Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. We thank you today, God. We thank you, Father. For this is the day that God has made, and we're going to what? We're going to rejoice. Because I got a lot to be thankful for. God has been good to me. And yes, Pastor, two years, God sent me a husband after 28 years. Somebody got to praise him. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for today. And I greet you in Jesus' joy.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' joy. There is a word from the Lord. The word from the Lord today for the people of God is about missions. What else could it be about with me here? What else could it be about? Thank you, God, and missions. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God says, give them a word about missions. Missions. And that should be easy, I thought. I said that would be easy. I was laying before God for the last 3 or 4 days and was hearing nothing. Yesterday, the baby that I was carrying began to be birthed.
All right.
And I'm like, well, I didn't want to come that through that way, God. But God is good.
All the time.
He led me through it. So I'm here this morning to deliver it.
Amen.
May we bow our heads. Father God, we come to say thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for you are the creator. God, I thank you for the making and the molding and the cooking and the baking. Because God, through that heat, here I stand. Humble with humble submission. I thank you, God. I ask, God, that I increase and you decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word for today comes from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 66. Verse 18 to 24, will you please stand and Amen. We will read our scripture in alternating fashions. I will begin with Isaiah 18 and you would alternate with 19, please. The word of God read, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Thank you, God.
I will set a sign among them, and those among them will escape. I will send to the nations, to Tarshish and Po, and Lud, who draw the barrel, and to Polo and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame, nor seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles.
Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses and in chariots and litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord.
And I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord.
For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain.
And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
And they shall go forth and look upon the corpse of the men
who have transgressed against me, for their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an inheritance to all flesh.
The word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
You may have a seat. message of God this morning titles The Missionary Heart of God. The Missionary Heart of God from Isaiah, book 66. This passage is tucked away in the corner of chapter 66 in Isaiah. And I found it some time ago reading Isaiah because to me Isaiah has a special meaning to me, not other than my father's name was Isaiah, but the book of Isaiah speaks volumes to God's heart to me.
All right.
Isaiah 66 chapters in it, and the Bible has 66 books. So Isaiah speaks volume to not just to me, but in God's word. It's something that we need to look at because the prophet Isaiah was a prophet that prophesied for not just that day and time, but for this day and time.
All right. Amen.
Through preaching Isaiah, we're going to focus today on some questions and some answers and try and give you some greater understanding about the missionary heart of God.
All right.
God put this in my spirit, and as I said, I was trying to go somewhere else. I want to tell y'all that I was hurting. I want to say to some of you how it hurts to be a missionary and to actually do what God asks you or tells you to do.
Amen.
But God didn't want me to go there today.
Right.
He said, you can cry another day.
All right.
He want me to tell you all about his heart, what's in his heart,
right,
and what should be in our heart,
all right,
if we are God's people.
Yeah.
So I tried to get away from this, but God is saying, no, stay there. Today we celebrate Haitian Sunday. This morning, Pastor Luke was here. And I pray that he left a word for you to eat on this week and to think about that will move you into the year of wanting to be a part of missions.
Wow.
You don't have to be a part of missions and evangelism, but pray God has your own special mission that you're probably holding on to and haven't lifted yourself yet to do it.
All right.
So we pray that you were encouraged this morning through Pastor Luke's message. But over the course of the year, I've been studying this, as I said, and trying to receive a more theological understanding because I am be graduating in May, and I know I'm going to be challenged.
All right.
So I've been studying the Old Testament a bit more than I had in the previous times. And the more I studied Isaiah, I saw where he prophesied what's happening today.
All right.
The mission of God, God's missionary's heart. You see, this day was predestined some 30 plus years ago.
Well,
through what Pastor said was two ladies that was a part of mission. It was Deaconess Audrey Kaufman and Mother Lord Stewart, 80 plus years old.
Yeah.
This day was destined, just as Isaiah in his scripture has given us things that's destined, that God said that he wanted to happen through Isaiah. Isaiah says that he was going on in the Bible about Israel in exile. And in this chapter, we say that God said he knows the work of them, but he would send us a helper. He would send us a helper, meaning the power of the Holy Spirit. And that we will be together in different tongues. That happened this morning with Pastor Luke.
All right.
Different tongues. He said that we will be as one in harmony. But we're waiting on that one to come. But he said that we will be there. So if God said it, what?
Amen.
It's going to happen. So we see here that he said that they will be in different tongues. And among them, they will be coming with the helper. Well, we see that in that chapter, it has happened, as I said. That journey, Isaiah told him the journey would not be easy. That there would be some struggles under God's king to rebuild the city from the turmoil and from the things that was going on. that they will still be confronted with captivity and those types of things. But through Isaiah in this last chapter of the book, this is repeatedly and spoken on, a time when we will go through evil, a time of rebellious, and a time when God's perfect king will come and rule over his people, and a time when God's people are truly gathered together as one. He also said there will be a time when the heavenly cities of Jerusalem is established perfectly, and also appeared in this the promise. God is not just for Jews. Hello. That's a part of the promise. He said that the Gentiles will be a part of the inheritance. So guess who are the Gentiles? We are. And the ones with those voices, with the different tongues. We're all part of that movement. That was spoken ahead of time. Now some of us think that we should not be being embraced as such as we are. But God is a God that knows all and understands all and has a plan for us. So he knew 30 years ago when Mother Lord Stewart and Mother Kaufman was in Haiti and met Pastor Luke that this day would take place. He knew 30 years ago that he was going to send a young man from LA to lead us through the greater missions of missions and evangelism. Amen. He knew 30 years ago that I would be here, partially broken, but I'm healing. Amen. That I would be here to help carry the torch that started under Mother Stewart. He knew that you would be here to hear me so you can make your mind up to help me. Hello, somebody. Can I get some amen? Amen. So when we finish today, we're going to have some people helping us. Amen. Well, for your understanding, I've broken down three parts of this service. One is God's missions announced. The other one is God's mission in action and God's mission accomplished. In God's mission, we look in our chapter, we see in verse 18, where we are told that God's intentions and his extraordinary mission was to gather the nations. Am I right? All right. The plan of God's missionary heart was announced through Abraham. Abraham, when he spoke to Abraham and mentioned to him that he would have nations of people on earth and he would be blessed, that was predestined back in Genesis chapter 15. So God said, not all will perish. There will be a remnant. And the remnant for us is Mother Stewart and Ms. Kaufman and the missionary gang. I'm not going to try to call their names because, like Pastor, I'll forget some. But we have them in our record to show that they worked as a mission team.
All right.
So anyway, the judgment of this is God's love demands that the saving grace of those who walk ahead of us, before us, that someone step in their way to follow them. God's mission in action is shown to us in verse 19 and 20, where God put his action into place.
All right.
He set a sign. And in that sign, God said, let there be light. And what was that? It was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was a sign to us among the nation. And he's referring about the cross of Jesus. You see, the resurrection of Jesus at the cross is a vital part of the gospel message. For a dead God or a dead Christ cannot save anybody. So God had his son. He gave his only begotten son for us. And he died on the cross so that we might have life and have more abundantly. So in various ways, Isaiah was predicting today. Amen. People of God, listen, the all-knowing God is too wise to make a mistake.
Yes.
Remember, he's our creator. He's our survivor. He is the author and finisher. the resurrection of Jesus Christ coming and the Holy Spirit being there to sustain us, to lead us, to guide us. Because God knew that we needed a helper, a helper that would not get tired, a helper that would not get weary, a helper that would not leave us when we're looking for it and leave us and abandon us. He said that he would send us a helper, and it's in the Holy Spirit. But the thing that excites me about this chapter, about this statement, is that this is an Old Testament statement. So the power has not come yet, but it was predicted in Isaiah that this power, the Holy Spirit, would come. So don't you see, God had already had a missionary heart. He just didn't develop it in Matthew. God had a missionary heart when he was in Genesis, starting with Abraham. And then he traveled on and gave Isaiah a word to say that he would send us a helper to help us. The power of the Holy Spirit. But we learned that in Acts 1 and 8 is when the power came. Like a blushing wind. But that wind comes to keep us. That wind comes to sustain us. And in that wind is where we operate in God's action. Because we can do nothing upon ourselves. But through Christ, we can do everything. We can accomplish the unaccomplishable. Well, as we move on, as we witness, we have taken the journey that God has laid out for us in Isaiah 16. Shiloh is on board with the Great Commission. Shiloh operates under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for that predestination of where we would be. His announcement of his mission and how to put his mission into action. His mission just don't come alone. The mission comes with the message. The mission comes with the means. And after the message and the means have been determined, then we have a ministry. So right now, I don't know what some of your ministries may be, and I don't even know what the message God has given to you. But in that message, there is a ministry. And in that ministry, you would fulfill God's mission. See, we have to imitate God. We have to be just like he says. He has a heart for mission. We are to love our neighbors. How can we love Christ and haven't seen him? But we say we love him but don't love our neighbors. And if you haven't noticed, go outside and you'll see a change in the community. They are no longer the community that was here 30 years ago. But in that community, God has prepared us and he is preparing us to move out of stagnation, to move out of our last year's mindset or years prior mindset, and to look at our community, look at our surroundings, and look at the people that has the different tongues. Because God is showing us that this is where he's going. This is what we are charged to do. We are charged to be the hand and feet of Jesus. We're not charged to come inside this building. I mentioned to Reverend Diane that I feel a little awkward because, to tell you the truth, I'm not a preacher that want to stand here in this pulpit. I'm excited when I'm out there in the street. I'm in my place when I'm at Bo Robinson or Rowan Towers. When I go to Good News Home for Women, this is my mission. I feel so excited. But to stand here this morning, it's like I'm being put in a box. But to God be the glory. See, out there, I can see the hurting faces. They're not wearing any masks. They're not trying to pretend. Out there, they're real, and I could be real because I can reach out and help them with their hurt. I can reach out and help them with their pain. I don't know what y'all think about it, but I'm just real. So when I'm out there, when I'm at Rowan and all the stuff that's going on, I'm in my element. Not that I'm a rebel. Not that I'm taking part in what they're doing, but they need to see a light. They need to see somebody that loves them, that don't look like them, but act different from them. So when I'm out there giving love. When I go to Bow, those ladies need hope.
Yes.
They need hope. They're hurting. They're on their exiting way out. Thank you, Father, because this is where I wanted to go, but he wouldn't let me go there.
That's all right. Just take it now. It's all right. Follow the Spirit. Follow the Spirit.
Thank you. When I'm at Bo, I can talk because they're locked up, but let me tell you, they're not locked out. They got the word. Sometimes we have to sit there and just let them minister to us. So when we see people that's incarcerated, the person is incarcerated. That don't mean their minds are incarcerated. But I can relate to them because they're real. They're waiting on a word. And I know that in the church, not just in Shiloh, but in all the churches, they come in because they are sick. They come in because they are hurting. They come in because they need some medicine. They need to see the doctor. They need the word of God. And they need the love of God. But before they can hear the word of God, they got to receive the love of God. And that's where we can touch hearts. That's where we can break yokes. That's what God is calling us to do, to make a change in the community. We give the clothes, we give the food, but if we don't give them some love, all of that is void. Because they can get a meal anywhere. They looking for love. We are supposed to be the light on the hill, the light that's shining, the light that say, I love you regardless of how you smell. I love you regardless of what you look like.
All right.
Because truth to be told, how do we know what we gonna look like tomorrow? Today we are here dressed up, but we don't know what we're gonna be confronted in tomorrow. So my friends, my family, we need to get on board with the mission of God. Like I said, some 30 years ago, with sisters and brothers from Haiti and from Liberia and all those places, they're coming here. But God was getting us ready for this migration. He was getting us ready for the dreamers. He was getting us ready for the Trump. He was getting us ready. And it's all foretold right here in Isaiah 66. When I started to read it, I'm like, wow, you know, he's talking about now in the Old Testament. The coming of the Holy Spirit, our keeper, that we didn't see it coming until Acts.
Well,
but he spoke about it in Genesis.
All right.
He talked about it and gave Isaiah the fourth story to give it to us in Isaiah. So we are blessed people. Believe it or not, we are blessed because what we are, where we are now has already been foretold in this Bible.
Amen.
And we're just walking it. We're just working it. We're just moving into the mission of God. See, some of us think that God doesn't have a mission heart because there's poverty, because there's so much strife. But God said a time and a place where things will happen and he will be back again. So Isaiah is here to tell us, and I know I'm saying it just like I pronounce it in Georgia, Isaiah is here to tell us that we need to study, we need to put this Bible in our heart, and we need to learn his word. I don't know about you, but somebody better give me a clap. If you want it, you got to ask for it. Listen, God has given this church a pastor. God has given us a mission. And he also has given us a message and a ministry. Through our trials and tribulation, God makes himself known to us. As I said, I wanted to talk about something else, and he said no. But yet, God uses, he uses us to do his work. He used me to do his work. And I thought that I was in an oven and could never come out. But he lets me out enough for me to tell somebody. He don't let us go through something, but we're supposed to tell the story. So that way it can help somebody else. You know, so he gave us a message and a ministry to share. He hears the cries of others. And he uses people. He uses the people, the body of Christ, you, me, us, to do his work. like Mother Lord Stewart and Deaconess Audrey Kaufman and Pastor Luke. He uses people to bring relief, to offer hope, to heal the hurting, the brokenhearted, and the sick. He instills in people's minds and heart to do his work. You're not doing mission for Pastor. You're not doing missions for Lorene. You're doing missions for God. Don't ever think that you're doing Pastor Armstrong a favor by doing some work in ministry. Because God has his hands on those that he's going to usher right in. Just as though Mother Lord Stewart moved on, here I am holding the mantle. Just as I'm going to move on, because we don't come forever. We have to bring somebody with us so somebody else can carry the mantle. So God brought us here for a reason, a purpose, a time, and the season is now. Amen. That's what we used to say in the street, right? Yeah. Nine's the time. Nine's the time for us to get ready. Jake says, get ready, get ready. Nine's the time for us to get ready. Don't think you're doing anything for the pastor. Don't think you're doing anything for me or any other the ministry leaders. You're doing it for God. Amen. If God says we to walk on water, like he said, we are supposed to walk on water in confidence and not look down and fall. In the lives of our people, his message is to proclaim the glory among the nation. The message, the ministry, and the mission of God is to save humanity from their sin. That's our job. We don't get saved to come here and sit. We get saved to go out and work. We didn't get saved to come here and look good and dress up. We can dress up, but we didn't get saved to do it. We got saved so we can show others the way. So we are supposed to be that beacon light up on the hill that see this boy or girl that is in need and go to them. Because God is a mission, has a missionary heart, and he's a missionary God, he puts in our heart what he wants us to do.
Amen.
Somebody has to carry the torch.
All right.
Uh-huh. The ministry and mission of God is not just for us to witness outside the door, but for us to go outside in the community, in the courtyards where God witnessed. He didn't preach in the building, the synagogue. He had his bigger meetings out in the courtyard. So God is asking us to go in the courtyard and to do some ministry, to give his message. I truly believe that if we possess the heart of God, I believe that we will change things. I believe that we will see a movement of change that we wouldn't know what happened.
All right.
Yes.
I know that boys and girls will look differently because they see us acting differently. They see us showing love.
Yes.
If we get the heart of God, we won't have so much hostility among each other. And when we can get together with each other, then it will penetrate outside the door. Right now, they may not be coming in because we are so angry and hurt until we don't know how to welcome them. A change needs to take place. A change needs to take place. You say you read your Bible. Works without faith. Works without action. We need to get on board. God, this is 2018. Don't let 2019 catch us in the same spiritual, in the same way spiritually. Where is your growth? Where is your growth? In other words, like, where is the church? Where is the church, somebody? Because we are the church. We are the church. We're supposed to bring the hurting in, not push them out, not look at them like you in the wrong seat, sister, a brother. Will you move, please? No, you move and say welcome. And say welcome. Listen, there is no half-stepping in God. The Father has sent us. He has given us a mission. He's given us a message. He's given us the words and a means. Now it's time for us to go out and do the mission and work of God. Action takes movement, and we need to do that. We need to start a new movement like this afternoon. Since the morning is over, we need to start a new movement. So let me move on. In verse 20, we see that God give assurance that our labor will not be in vain. Because that's what we see today. If Mother Stewart and Pastor Luke had not met, we wouldn't be celebrating life today. We would be doing something for Black history, but it wouldn't be that. So we need, as people of God, with the message and the means of God and the things that he put forth for us to carry out his mission, we need to get on board and start doing that. I have never, ever seen, here I go, a deaconess or a deacon without doing a mission. And I'm from the South, so maybe y'all doing something new up north. But when I was raised, a deaconess and a deacon was missionaries. A deacon and a deaconess, they got up and they helped, and we carried food to people. We did those things. Okay, God has given us some education, so we've streamlined the ministry now, but he didn't streamline the work. We have to put our titles down. I didn't want to go there, but God's telling me to go. We have to put our titles down, drop them at the door. Like you tell the young men, drop the hat at the door. Drop our titles, drop our degrees. We need to drop those things. Those are blessings. Blessings came to God for you, and they are to be glorify God with them, not ourselves. Not ourselves. Yes. At age 66, I will have that degree that I always wanted, that God promised me I would have. But that degree is to serve God. When he blesses us with our fine cars, with our fine clothes, with our nice and beautiful homes, they're not for us. They are for the people in need. Why would we need a 5-bedroom house and 2 people when somebody that we see need a sleepover or need some food and we can't feed them? When I came up back in Georgia in those days, we fed people. We had people in our house we didn't even know. When my mom cooked 5 biscuits, they got 3. We probably had 2. But God, he don't want us to go back, but he don't want us to forget. Because if we forget, we won't help the people that's in need. Amen. And I know I'm saying something that somebody can't relate to, but that's what God is asking us to do, to be. It's not about showing Christianity, it's being Christianity. And once we get up and file away our little degrees, put our little accolades and all those things away, and get on our knees and say, God, here am I. Send me. Here am I, God. What mission do you have for me today? God will hear the land. He said, if my people, who's called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, he will heal the land. Now, we're running around wondering why God is letting all of this go on. And why it's killing and this and that and the other. He has told us what to do. Amen. It's happening because we are sitting down. We are sitting down. He said to seek his face, pray, he will heal the land. But we come in, but we ain't seeking, we ain't praying, because when you come in on Thursday, there's 3 or 4. But he said for 2 or 3 joined together in him, he's there also. So, and he said in his word that he would send a helper, the Holy Spirit, to help us. Yes. So what are we waiting on?
All right.
What are we waiting on? He gave us trunk for us to get up. But we were sitting down. So he figured trunk would make us get up and look up. and be about his business, his mission, his ministry. I don't know, but maybe I need to stop. Because somebody, I don't know if you got it. I'm trying to tell you, God gave it to me.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't want to go there with it. But somebody got to tell you.
All right.
And I'm bad enough.
Yeah.
I love God enough.
All right.
I have faith in God enough that I know he would take care of me.
That's right.
Because he has promised. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. That he would be there with me always. All I had to do was press. Press toward the high call of him. Press, he said. And I've been pressing. And I've been pressing. And God said, here am I. Look no more. So today I'm here to tell you that God's message, his ministry, and the means he has for us to take it out in, so people can be helped.
Yes.
The time is now.
Yes, yes.
It is now.
Yeah.
And I thank you. Someone to talk to them. They need some, thank you. They need someone to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
But more than that, they need someone to show them about Jesus.
Amen.
Show the love of them.
Amen.
Jesus said that, God said in his word, that we will have trials and tribulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But be of good cheer.
Yeah.
He never said it was going to be a bed of roses. He said to have faith in him.
Hallelujah.
So today I ask you, if you're looking for a church, and we're not a perfect church because there is none.
All right.
Because if it was, we all would be there.
Same.
And we are imperfect people.
All
so
right.
We would make that church unperfect.
That's right.
We want you today, if you feel that God is calling you, just come out and give us your hand and give God your heart.
Oh, yes.
God has a message. He has a word for you. It may not be what I'm saying, because he knows what you're going through. I can only feel his spirit to give you some of what he wants me to tell you, so you can believe and have faith. But if you trust God, just trust him enough to say, God, I've been wanting to move from where I am, but something keep holding me. Help me, give me the strength. God, give you the strength to do what you need. Today is a new day. Each day bring new mercies. So today is a new day for you to step out in Christ. Today is a day that you put away strife, that you put away anger and malice against whomever. Tomorrow is not promised. So today is the day for you to step out in Christ.
Increase, increase, oh Lord, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, oh Lord, bless me indeed. great for increase.
Let's be